time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Highway 1, just north of Highway 116 near Jenner, is back open this morning following a tanker truck overturning last night around 5 p.m. The double tanker truck was hauling 8,500 gallons of gas and diesel fuel when it drifted off the road due to poor visibility. The driver was not injured and no fuel spilled. The road was closed until early this morning so crews could offload the fuel and then remove the truck and trailers. The first snow survey of the season took place yesterday, and the results were not what we had hoped for. The survey location at Phillips Station, just west of Lake Tahoe, recorded a snow depth of 7.5 inches and a snow water content of 3 inches, or 30% of average. Last year, there was 5 feet of snow. It was 177% of average. The good news is, statewide, the average reservoir water storage is at 116% of normal. Carol Hart, the former regional parks director for Sonoma County, has been elected chair of the California Coastal Commission. The 66-year-old Santa Rosa resident has been on the commission since 2019. The Coastal Commission plans and regulates the use of land and water in the coastal zone, which extends 3 miles offshore and 1,000 yards inland along the entire California coast. In sports, Steph Curry scored 36 points to lead the Warriors over the Orlando Magic 121-115. They're at home against the Nuggets on Thursday. Your forecast, a chance of a scattered shower or thundershower early, then clearing for the afternoon. It will be cool. Low to mid-50s, Santa Rosa at 56. Tonight, mainly clear and cold, mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny with upper 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
I love to cook, so people constantly ask me how to create that perfect romantic dinner. I say, with a little creativity, fresh ingredients, and help from Hardesty's Homeware. That's how.
I can't cook.
Neither can I.
Just like doing your hair, you need the right tools. Great outcomes in the kitchen are all about having the right tools and gadgets at your fingertips. And, of course, a great recipe helps. Hardesty's has every kitchen tool or gadget you can imagine. Hardesty's carries the brands I trust, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Swiss Diamond Cookware. They even carry Braun and Norelco shavers. Hardesty's has a large selection of coffees, teas, and all the accessories you need for a perfect cup. Hardesty's is known for their large selection of cookware, bakeware, and countertop appliances, mixers, bread makers, popcorn machines, and so much more.
Hardesty's Homewares, 1513 Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa, in the Farmers Lane Plaza, next to AAA, your culinary toy store since 1924. Online at Hardesty's.com.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest-growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Saturday, January 20th for our second New Year's celebration that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
2.7 The Wolf. All right, gang, here we go. Another hour of America's greatest hits. I'm Rick Michaels with a whole laundry list of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. The Bengals are coming up in a moment. Also, Tears for Fears. Let's see. We got the Doobie Brothers, some Robert Palmer coming up, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, as well as Queen, Phil Collins, and the Eagles. And we're going to rewind the year 1979 as well. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
Play the way you feel it.
on a bed for crocodiles. They snap their teeth on your cigarette. Foreign types with the hookah pipes, say. Walk like an Egyptian. Take their trays, spin around, and they cross the floor. They've got the moves, oh, you drop your drink, then they bring you more. All the school kids so sick of books. They like the punk and the metal band. When the buzzer rings, oh, they're walking like an Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say, walk like an Egyptian. We'll be right back.
beep.
Showing signs of picking up a little bit out there, so let's get another update now on the roadways from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
We've got a crash in the Narrows. This report brought to you by Lowe's. It's northbound 101, the San Antonio on-ramp. It's an overturn accident. It's blocking the right lane of that ramp. The tow truck now is on scene. In Santa Rosa on Surface Street, Stony Point at Todd Road, watch out for an open manhole. And in Santa Rosa, eastbound 12, the connector to southbound 101, there's flooding in the right lane of that on-ramp. And a fog advisory in Calistoga on Highway 29 at Mount St. Helena. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, plus get an extra 20% off in-store clearance appliances. Valid through 1-3-24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details. I'm Lori Sanders. That's your Wolf Traffic. Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Rewinds 1979.
Magic Johnson and Michigan State win the NCAA championship over Larry Bird and Indiana State. Gene Dixon, Ann Landers, and Irma Bombeck are telling us how to live our lives. In Sonoma County, John Wayne's death is mourned by locals for weeks. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1979.
gotta. I've got it.
Robert Palmer and the Bad Case of Loving You on 102.7 The Wolf. It's Rock and Ricky Michaels, a Wednesday morning, a wet one it is. And, well, the Niners are going to be playing. This will be the final game this Sunday. They'll be taking on the Rams. Kickoff time will be at 1:25. Come on, Niners.
You won't.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. At least two of the defendants in the 2021 case involving pig's blood being smeared on the former home of a police officer are asking for mental health therapy instead of jail time. Colin Metcalf and Amber Lucas have applied for diversion to avoid incarceration. The two are joined by defendants Christina Henry and Kristen Amoyth in damaging the Agraria statue, which sits in front of the Santa Rosa Plaza with pig's blood as well. The judge in the case will review the request today. Santa Rosa drivers, beware. The city has lowered speed limits on 15 streets around downtown Santa Rosa. Most are now in the 20-mile-per-hour range. Streets around Old Courthouse Square, spreading north to 7th Street and south to 1st Street, along with most of Railroad Square, were trimmed by 5 miles an hour. Drivers will be given a 30-day grace period where police will issue warnings to those exceeding the new posted limits by 10 miles an hour or less. The city of Santa Rosa has a new director of transportation and public works. Dan Hennessy will join the city from Austin, Texas, where he served as project development lead for the Austin Transportation Department and has been involved in numerous freeway and highway infrastructure projects. In sports, the high school basketball rankings are out. For the boys, no changes at the top.